Felix started to rise. Someone shouted at him to hit it again. He hit it, just as the remaining warriors turned their fire inward toward him. The blazer fire scorched the air over his head, slicing the relative handful of ants around him that had gotten through. It lasted only a few seconds.
"All clear," said the CO's voice.
Slowly, Felix rose, saw everyone had stopped firing. All seemed to be relaxing. He stood and stared, dumbfounded, past the barricade. Dead ants, or rather, pieces of dead ants, covered the entire killing area. Not a single living enemy was left. Instead, there was a twitching, squirming mass of crushed and burned ectoskeleton that stretched all the way to the mouths of the maze. The height of the stack brought it to just under the lip of the barricade itself. Forrest stepped up to him, gesturing over her shoulder at the carnage with a plasteel thumb.
"Ain't that something?"
she said in a wry tone. She clapped him on the shoulder, turned away, and looked out over the sight. He heard the beginnings of a dry chuckle. And then, abruptly, she sat down. For a few seconds she didn't move. Then she looked up at him and gestured for him to sit beside her. On impulse, Felix obeyed. He peered hard at her face shield, at the vague outlines of her face. He had expected her to speak again. Twice he thought she was about to. At last, he started to break the silence when he heard the sobbing. She cried, and her great armored shoulders shook with the wretched agony of it. She cried and then cried some more. Then she simply lay down on the sand and shuddered. Felix sat watching her, framed against the broken alien bodies. He saw that her head was resting against the skull of an ant. He started to move it, then saw that he too was resting on the body of another. He looked around. The area was covered with the crushed parts of enemies, the sand drenched with their black spouting something. He shivered, stood up. "I can't lie on that," he thought. "Damn it, I can't even lie down." It was some time before he noticed the tears in his eyes, because it was all going to happen again.